Hey, it's Ryan, man. Coming to another Broncos Country Blitz. So the Broncos, for the most part, have a new owner. The Walton Pinner Family Group have entered into an agreement to acquire the team. And I think it offers quite a bit for the Broncos if Rob Walton and the group are in the right place in terms of focusing on the product that goes onto the field. Clearly, they wanted the Broncos. They got this up to $6.5 billion, is what is reported, making the Broncos the most expensive or lucrative team in the NFL. And we have the richest owner in the NFL by several millions. I believe it actually goes into the billions. Now, obviously, the Walton Pinner Group is going to have to follow the same guidelines as every other NFL team. But with this group, our resources should be endless. And if their focus is correct on getting the best product on the field, we already have George Payton in place. We have Russell Wilson. We have other key pieces on the field. You know, hopefully this group is hands-off and lets what we have in place do their job. Initial thoughts is they will. We'll see what happens. Obviously, Walton Pinner, one of the heirs of the Walmart dynasty. There's already been the memes and the jokes out there and everything like that. I saw one showing John Elway as a greeter at Walmart starting next season. Or at when you go through the gates at Mile High, there's ex-Bronco players, you know, checking you in and greeting you like a Walmart greeter. So I'm sure people are going to have plenty of fun with that. But Joe Ellis's comment, or comments, I should say, you know, you can't read into much at this point, but it really sounds like they did an in-depth process. Rob Walton and that group were the selected or obvious choice when this all began, so it kind of worked out the way a lot of people thought it would. I think the price went above what people thought it was going to go. And really, with this group, though, I mean, there was a talk the other day I listened to on the radio saying the Los Angeles Rams have become the new America's team. I think with this acquisition by the Walton Pinner Group, as long as they handle it right with the Broncos, I've always made the comment the Broncos are the real America's team. This may actually put it to light across the U.S. that the Broncos will actually become that in terms of everyone's perception, possibly now that we have easily the richest group and richest owner in the NFL. And there have been positive signs. All the groups that were in talks to own the Broncos all wanted Peyton Manning to be involved in some fashion, including Rob Walton. And they've already reached out to Peyton Manning since this agreement was announced and already have discussed initial ideas for him to be part of the team. I think that's a great sign. Get one of the faces of the franchise in with the team. There's already talk as well that John Elway will stay around in his current role. Have basically the two biggest quarterbacks in terms of Broncos history, both staying involved. And who knows, maybe this will set up that when Russell Wilson's done playing for the Broncos several years down the road, you know, he may be involved too. Maybe it'll be just something that's part of Broncos country. The ex-faces of the franchise, a quarterback, get involved with the team after they retire. So, I think it's a good move. I think the other thing that I was a little concerned about, but, you know, I've mentioned before, I don't do these podcasts right away because I want to kind of look at the information first, not rush into it. I'm not really big about, hey, I got to be the first one with one of these out to talk to you. Well, the other thing they're talking about is apparently Rob Walton and the Walton Pinner Group want to have a new stadium. And you look at it and go, man, but I don't know. And Power Field is only 21 years old. I mean, I still remember, you know, the inaugural game when they played the Giants. And I mean, obviously the old Mile High, they played in that far longer than 21 years. But from listening to a few other comments, now why I love Empower Field at Mile High, I love that stadium. They have some great things to it, has some great quirks to it. But it is actually considered one of the older stadiums in the NFL right now. And that's crazy to think. I know that makes me feel a little old. I know that for sure, to think of it that way. But I guess some other movement behind this desire is to get something with a retractable roof, something with an overhang, something to where it's more inviting during very, very cold winter games, and possibility of hosting the draft and a Super Bowl in Colorado and in the Mile High City. So from that standpoint, I get it. I get it. I was mentioning to my spouse, we went to one of the coldest games in Broncos history. I've actually been to two of the coldest games in Broncos history. And even kind of mentioned to her, hey, wouldn't it be nice if we went to a game in December when it's -5 outside and we're nice and cozy inside? You know, she didn't say she hated the idea. Now, I know some people may say, okay, it's going to get rid of our advantage in terms of home field advantage, the weather and the elements and everything like that. But we still have the thin air of Mile High. And, you know, it's worked for other sports teams' advantages that don't play in the elements. So I don't think it'll take that much away or as much away as people think that it will. But I kind of get a little more of the understanding of talking about a new stadium. If it happens, it's so many years down the road. I've got to think we're talking, before talks are real serious about it, 2025, 2026, something like that. So really, maybe by the time a new stadium would come around, Empower Field would be 30 years old. Time will tell. Now let's talk a little more about on the field. The Broncos OTAs in great form. Everybody's bought in. Everybody's just dedicated. You just feel the difference. You see the difference. Mini camps, you know, ramping up, getting all the prep ready. Mini camps kicking off here shortly. And you can just feel the difference. Now, I know Russell Wilson may not be at all these voluntary things in future years, but obviously he's there this year getting everything in place, getting everything in terms of the offense installed. But maybe what happened in Seattle, this will be the constant trend every year. Russell Wilson will be with the rest of the team throughout each offseason. And you just feel a different energy. And the one thing I'm going to say too is you see Patrick Mahomes off playing golf games and Derek Carr off kind of goofing around doing different things. And Justin Herbert and the Chargers, you're not really hearing about them as much in terms of the work being put in that's being put in the Mile High City right now. And I know everyone says the Broncos are going to take one of the biggest jumps where they're going to end up. I would probably say the mid-ground is a wild card. But really, I look at the work they're putting in and I go, I don't know. I think some of the things you're seeing the Broncos do right now that you're not seeing the other teams in the AFC West do, I think it could be the difference when season comes. We'll just be that much sharper out of the gate. We'll have that much more chemistry. And by the time all the rest of the teams catch up to us, hopefully we would have a big enough lead. Those are my thoughts on that. So Jerry Jeudy, mentioned him in the last podcast. Obviously got in a little trouble with the law, a little domestic violence. Well, everything's been dismissed. And hopefully he can keep his nose clean. I noticed after all that was going on, now obviously don't know what Russell Wilson talks to Jerry Jeudy about. There's no audio or anything. But you noticed in a lot of the team film, he was right there with him almost every day after. You got to think, having a positive influence like Russell Wilson going, hey, you know, you had your scare, got dismissed, let's keep our head up, let's do things the right way, and focus on the season. I really think Russell Wilson is going to keep Jerry Jeudy on the up and up. And speaking of Russell Wilson, not that we won't speak about him several times all the time, but the Broncos got in their full uniforms to take promotional photos, and you got to see Russell Wilson in all Bronco attire with the helmet, without the off-season or practice jerseys with the sponsorship on the shoulder. You got to see him in the actual game day uniforms. And, you know, I thought it already hit when I saw him in a Broncos helmet. I thought it already hit when I saw him in the practice gear. And then I saw that and went, man, you know, you kind of got a pinch tug and go, this is real. This is real. And people were, I guess, were out there around the NFL outside of Broncos country were making fun of their hype video and everything like that. But once again, go ahead. I feel a different level with this team than I have felt in a long time since the sheriff was in town. Or you can go all the way back to when John Elway the Duke was around. It has that same feel, the intensity feels even a little higher, possibly. And that may just have to do with, you know, when we got Peyton Manning, we got him a little further along in his career. Russell Wilson's got plenty left in the tank. Plenty left in the tank. And I think that's what creates the little extra hype that I'm feeling. Like, hey, this isn't a 3 or 4 year thing. Like, we pretty much knew with Manning. I mean, that was the projection when we got him. Hey, we're going to get probably 3, 4, 5 years out of him. And that's what we ended up getting, was 4 years. But with Wilson, we know if he takes care of himself like he does, it should be somewhere near double digit seasons that we will get out of Russell Wilson when all is said and done. And the cool thing about this offseason is it just feels like, you know, there's always the lag between the prior season and the next season. And yes, you can say, hey, the NFL is always 24/7 year round. But this offseason has been flying by with all the excitement. And let's look, the big goals in the offseason were franchise quarterback, new head coach, new ownership. I mean, a lot of people put that out there as the three check marks. Well, check, check, check. We have it all taken care of in June before we even get close to training camp. So, really excited. I think the Broncos' future is bright. I think we are just going to go ahead and have one of the better teams for years to come. We have George Payton pulling the trigger. I think he's really shown that he knows how to replenish the talent. Because there are a few people that he's allowed to leave. And you kind of go, huh, I wonder what we're going to do there. And then he makes his moves, whether it's in the draft or whether it's through free agency. And it just seems to just mesh together perfectly. And, you know, let's remember, John Elway was a big part of Super Bowl 50 getting us there. Big part of getting Peyton Manning here. And big part of getting George Payton here. Now, I'm a little bit of an older Broncos fan, so I got to watch a lot of John Elway play. And John Elway was the Broncos for years. Was the Broncos. And people have kind of soured on him. Younger fans have soured on him. But don't. He has had so much to do with the Broncos' success. Yeah, you know, nobody's perfect. He had a few drafts I'm sure he would take back. A few draft picks of quarterbacks I'm sure he would take back. But overall, if you look at his entire book of work with the Broncos, he has just done amazing things for the Broncos. And I look forward to hopefully Peyton Manning continuing that trend, if it is true and Rob Walton wants to make sure Peyton Manning comes into the fold on a permanent basis. So, can you believe it? Next month is training camp. Then we got preseason. And you know, you can tell people are excited. Not only by everything else that's going on out there, not only that the Broncos seem to be on every front page again, but I got to say, you can kind of tell with the ticket prices. Yeah, it just kind of goes with the success that people think we're going to have in the upcoming season and the upcoming years. Until next time, this is the Rye Man with the Broncos Country Blitz. And remember to find us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/Broncos Country and on Twitter @DDCR_BCB.